give Pastor Kurt a hand of praise. And at the same time, let us keep that family in prayer. We may not know them personally, but you know, there are many, many loved ones out there, especially at this time of the year, that are coming into those, I want to call them attacks. They're attacks. And not knowing the truth and be able to war against the enemy that we talk about, we're subject to these attacks, and then we get defeated. And then you have wonderful people who don't deserve this, you know, come under these attacks, and then it affects a lot of individuals. So keep that family in prayer, even though we might not know them personally. You know, they are part of the body of Christ, so to say. Amen? Amen. I know personally, even in our own lives, and some may know this, some may not, but we had a very dear loved one who was close to us, and I came to know this person very, very dear to my heart. And this individual was very well off financially, it's stable, and the whole nine yards. And he ended up committing suicide at a time like this, and at no apparent reason. And you try to, you know, ask yourself, what the heck is going on in the individual's mind and heart to cause them to do something so drastic like that by taking their own life? And, you know, this is one of the reasons why we are in ministry, why we have this place. God has called us, for one, to share to the world who He is and the love that He has for each and every one, and that tomorrow He'll take care of tomorrow and not to worry about tomorrow. You know, all these worries and fears are causing us to really throw in the towel. And there is an enemy out there called the soul. And, you know, the world is going to begin to start understanding the truth. It's people are not bad people. Everyone is a good person. Despite their circumstances, they're all good people. What is bad is the soul, that is their job, is to rob, steal, kill, and destroy the life of that person. We grew up not understanding this mystery, and we take it as it's us. It's our identity, and we don't really know, you know, the truth, and so the truth never sets us free. So we grow up living with this part that is there just to kill, steal, rob, and destroy. It happens physically, mentally, spiritually. And I'm a firm believer that we all can be delivered from this attack to who we really are. And who we really are is a child of God. How many people understand that? You're a child of God. You're a child of God. And that individual who took his life by jumping off the bridge, he didn't realize that he was a child of God. He was lost, and he was consumed by the soul. I can just imagine the voices that were in his head. I have individuals in my life, and I observe, and I see, and I look. And I'll tell you what, when I see a sad heart, I want to bring that sadness into joy. Because I know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we have to ask ourselves, what is really the Lord? The Lord is truth. The Lord is what battles the lies that whisper to our heads, that cause us to do the things that we don't understand why we do them. I'm sure if that boy could replay his life and see things differently, he would never have done that. I'm sure on his way down, he was saying to himself, "Oh God, give me a second chance." But it was too late. These things are real. It's real. Sicknesses, infirmities, not having a sound mind, not having a stable heart. These are real, and it's rampant. And this is why we do what we do here in this place. Our messages sometimes aren't really pleasing to the ear. But if you grab hold of them, it's only there to save your life, not only physically, but mentally and spiritually and eternally. And it's important to embrace these messages, these teachings, these ways, and not take them as a common thing. And at the same time, I want to challenge all of us here and those that are listening to take them to the highways and the byways. There may be some loved ones that are close to you that might even have the same thoughts or ideas, and you don't even know it. They could be right there next to you, and you might not even know it because we're really busy with our everyday life. And, you know, someone might be expressed and just say, oh, well, that's just the way that person is. And, you know, and then one day. And then we had a chance to tell them about the truth. Hey, do you know that there is something that is inside all of us that is looking to try to take your life? To try to rob your future? To try to steal your joy and your hope? Do you know that there's something inside of us that is living that has to be casted out and be thrown away? You know, my message is kind of alongside of your testimony, your message. And I want to continue what was being spoke about last week and then also go on to something else that was ministered to my heart. And we're speaking a series right now called Hidden Pain. Hidden pain. Just like that individual had hidden pain. It's quiet. It's sneaky. It's hidden. But it's pain, and we don't know either in ourselves or in others. We are not happy inside, even though we're dealing with life. We're dealing. But something is robbing our joy. Something is robbing our peace. Something is robbing our life. And we got to get to the root. We got to get to the root, and we got to take this axe, and we got to cut it out. We got to cut this root out of our lives before it takes us. I'm sure if we met this individual, he was probably a great person. Funny, had a lot going on, intelligent, good looking. There's so much ahead of us. And just take yourself, your own personal life, your children. How about them? Do we ever see sadness in them and then come to them and say, what is attacking you? What is taking and robbing your joy? I see something in you, and what is it? What is it? Why is it? And if they say to you, oh, it's nothing, or you don't understand, or whatever, don't give up. Let them know how much you love them. Let them know that you're there for them. Let them know that they can talk to you, and you're not going to get mad. No matter what it is, you're going to understand. Because it's not the situation. You understand the power that is stealing their joy. You understand the power that is robbing from them. It's not the person, and it's not the situation of the person. It's that spirit. It's that spirit that is trying to put and inflict pain. Pain is the thing that separates us from God. Pain is what separates us from living in that place of prosperity and hope. And we got to get to the pain. We got to get to this pain. And we all have it. How many people here alone have pain? And if you don't have your hand up high, you're lying. You're lying to me. I want to see everybody's hand up real high and say, I have pain. Let me see those hands. I want to see it. Come on, get your hands up. I want to see everybody's hand up.
I have pain.
Okay, good, good. Because the first thing to defeat pain is to overcome denial. We have to overcome the denial of pain. I have pain and I am suffering. And you know what? It's okay. I want you to know it's okay to have pain because we're all suffering. Every one of us is suffering. The hard part is when the soul tells you, you don't have pain. That's just the way life is. You'll get over it. And then it whispers and says, this is too much. It starts to tell you it's too much and you can't do it. Or they start telling you about you're quirky or you're weird or you're not like everybody else and yada, yada, yada. And it begins to affect us. And it's hidden. It comes like a still small little thing and it begins to work on us and begins to build fortresses around our true spirit. And then eventually it kills us. Somehow, some way, it kills us. Whether it kills our drive, it kills our ambition, it kills our hope, it kills our future. It does something that destroys us and we can't live. Not to the fullness that God wants. God wants us to live. Now we have to take the truth and overcome this pain. We have to learn to hear the enemy's voice. We got to get out of the place where it pulls us down and then we agree with it. We can't agree with pain. We have sufferings and we will have trials. And every day we're going to wake up and there's going to be an inconvenience. There's going to be some type of discouragement. There's going to be some hardship that we're going to face. It's every day. And then if we can keep on telling ourselves, listen, this is a battle. We're living a battle. How many people understand that we are living a battle? And our battles are not flesh and blood, but they're powers and principalities and wickedness and high places. And this is the mystery that the church should be telling our people. The house of worship should be instructing us every day so that we don't get caught up in this place of called self-pity. Has anybody ever been caught in self-pity? No one is like me. No one understands me. I'm going to tell you right now, it crouches at my door. And if it crouches at my door, I know it crouches at your door. Self-pity gets us. I want to talk about this hidden pain that tends to take a grip on us. And we have to see it and learn how to cast down the imaginations. Anything negative that comes in, we have to turn it around. We have to begin to look at certain things. Along with this hidden pain, how to battle it, and it's going to be very difficult for some of us, is we need to begin to bring gratefulness into our heart. You know, there's going to be, let's say you're driving down the road and you get a flat tire. You begin to start murmuring or complaining or starting to feel heavy laden. This is hidden pain. I want to show you how hidden pain starts. Then you start feeling bad, and maybe you missed an appointment because you had a flat tire, and somehow or another you had to change it. And let's say you didn't have the money to change it, or you had to change it yourself. Whatever the situation is, you need to look at every situation that comes to you negatively and turn it around as good. It's hard. You got to say, all of a sudden you're driving down the road and all of a sudden, pow, oh, I got a flat tire. Dun, 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 dun. You got to immediately say, well, thank God it's not a blown engine. You got to turn these situations around and start thanking God that it's not anything worse. This will defeat the enemy. The enemy wants you to dwell and meditate on these bad things. How many of us get caught up meditating on bad things? Come on, every hand should be up because it's pain. And we tend to dwell on the bad constantly. Then we begin to look at our situation and we say, why me? Oh, why did this happen to me? I bet you one of the statements out of our own mouths when we get a flat tire. Oh, why me right now? I really need this right now. But maybe that appointment got canceled anyhow. Or maybe you shouldn't have been there at that appointment. Or if you didn't get a flat tire, maybe ahead of you was a tractor trailer accident or something that you were avoiding. God is always turning your situation around for the good to those who love Him. And if we love God, if we tell the world and ourselves who God is, this God, this power of the universe who created us, who is our Father, who is truly our real Father, the one who created us, just like the natural Father created you, so isn't that the real Father? So our Heavenly Father created us through our earthly parents. And we have to look at this one who loves us and who's given us the opportunity. But we're never going to be able to fight this pain if we don't know the truth. And this is why it's so important to get out there and share this truth. I look at an individual that got caught up in that suicide encounter. Because pain can take you to drastic measures. Pain can take you through divorces. Pain can take you through suicide. Pain can take you through drug addictions. Pain can just take you and pull you down. That is the weapon that the enemy has to take you. But even science is starting to prove that joy is a healing anointing. That joy in your heart begins to heal the thought process that is tearing you down, dividing, causing you to think the way you're thinking. So now science is starting to take hold of the truth of this mystery. As we knew this mystery before science, we're now beginning to understand the importance of joy and being able to turn around our mourning into joy. You know, the holidays are here, and how many of us tend to get bogged down with the holidays? We look back, we think of memories, we think about these things. We might be thinking about how we might be lonely and, you know, everyone else is traveling here and you might not be in a situation to travel over there. And you kind of get bogged down. Well, what happens? It becomes a little leaven. A little bit begins to start stocking that pain, that hidden pain. Then, listen, it's obvious. Let me take a hammer and let me smash your finger. Then you relate with pain. Ah! Right? But I'm talking about the hidden pain that we can't see, we can't detect. But it builds up and builds up and it builds up and it builds up. And it builds up to the point it feels like it takes our breath away. Has anyone ever felt smothered? I feel smothered. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's hidden pain. It's hidden pain. And somehow or another, we have to take a step back and find out what is causing this hidden pain inside of us. You'd be surprised. It might just be you had a flat tire earlier and you dwelled on it. It might be a situation where you might not have gotten the grade that you wanted on your test and you're dwelling on it. Hidden pain. You might be in a situation where you might feel that you not have achieved something as good as you wanted it to and you put yourself down. That's hidden pain. You might look at your situation and maybe because you have certain conditions and you're not able to do what you want to do because of limitations, and you're sad. That's hidden pain. Anything that steals your joy that you really can't see is hidden pain. We need to get to the root of it. I know in my own life, I want to exceed a joy that I know is possible. A joy that takes you into a place of bliss. It's like being filled with the Holy Ghost wine. a point, has anyone ever drank a little too much? And life is really good at that moment. Isn't it awesome? It's like you never want to leave that day. You know, you want to stay there, but the problem is you have one too many, and then all of a sudden it takes a reverse effect and you feel sick. Oh, I don't like the hangovers, but I like that point where you just get there and you feel real good. How many are like that? And it's good. I remember them days. You can get there just by changing the way you're thinking. You know, we start there because we had a bad day. I'm gonna hit the toppy, and I'm gonna go see some people that don't really know me, and I'm gonna take a couple little and loosen up. I'm gonna loosen up, and I'm gonna make this a party. We cover some of that pain. We take some of that pain away. Well, there's a better way of taking that pain away, by just changing the way we're thinking. I know it's hard. I know it's tough when things aren't going right. I know when you're looking at situations in front of you, and those situations you're dealing with. You have all these things in front of you. Believe me, I understand. I understand how things can just pile up on us. But we need to begin to start reversing the way we're thinking. We have to count it all joy. It's one of the most hardest things to do, is to count it all joy. We're talking about hidden pain and how hidden pain causes us to react or be affected. And this hidden pain, we can relate to instant pain. Like I take a hammer and I smash your finger, you're going to feel pain. Amen? But like an annoyance, an inconvenience, something that's robbing your life, it's hidden. And we have to attack this hidden pain. I think if we can build ourselves to a point of changing the way we're thinking. Now, it's okay to get mad. It's okay to be discouraged. And I want to tell you, just like I had everybody lift their hands up and acknowledge the fact that they're in pain, didn't that make you feel good after you finally got your hand up and said, "Yes, I'm in pain"? How many people really felt good and really felt free? Well, you know, sometimes we're always in pain and we have to change the way we're thinking. But when we lifted our hands up at that moment, I mean, in the beginning we were like, but then when we finally went, "Yes, I'm in pain," it felt good. It felt good. It felt like we had a breakthrough, like we were heard. And I want you too, when certain circumstances happen, don't mumble under your breath. Like if you get a flat tire, "Damn, I got a flat tire. This stinks." Boom. Get it all out. And then deal with it. Sometimes we got to like really express ourselves when pain comes into our heart. We really got to express ourselves and get it out. Because if we don't voice it and get it out, that hidden pain builds up. And it builds up and it builds up and it builds up and piles up and piles up and piles up. And next thing you know, the voices get louder and the voices get more stronger and they get powerful. And next thing you know, you do something that you regret you want to do. I've seen individuals, because of hidden pain, have taken themselves to drug addiction. Maybe it started off at the bar with a little bit just to take a little tap edge off. And then next thing you know, there's an alcoholic issue where they have to go to the bar now. How many experienced that before? Come on, it's okay. You just change the way you're thinking. How many people are finding themselves at the bar more than what they really should be going to. Look, it happens. It's okay. Remember, we're speaking to the world out there on the internet. This message is going throughout the world. And so there's people out there that are listening that are probably saying, ooh, you know what? I used to be one day at the bar. Now I'm like 3 days at the bar. Oh, you know, I used to be at the bar 3 days. Now I'm like every night. Oh, my God. It used to be just for happy hour. Now I'm finding myself coming home at midnight. Oh, and now my family's getting very upset with me, and they think I got a drinking problem, but really I don't. But maybe we do. And with that being said, I've seen people go to the point with that hidden pain that has been so much in pain that they lost feeling. They've reached a point where they hit pain to where they lost feeling. And I'm going to share something. When they lost feeling, they actually went to try to feel something, and they became cutters. Or they just became chronic argumenters, people who just constantly argue with you. Well, those individuals are in pain. Those individuals are in pain when they just are constantly arguing. They just won't stop arguing. You got to look at them and say, listen, I understand. What's bothering you? What is it? And more than likely, 9 times out of 10, they can't pinpoint it. They don't know what's bothering them. And you know what it really is? It's not one thing. It's been compiled up. It's been many, many things. And when these hidden pains pile up like this and stack up on each other, this is why we are in question why people do what they do. And you would think that person had a perfect life. Everything was going for that individual. Why did they do what they did? Because it's that hidden pain that piled up on top, on top, on top. It's not just one thing. And I'm sharing this message today because God doesn't want this sickness, this disease to pile up on us. He wants to set us free. Because every one of us are subject to do things that we don't want to do. It could even be getting to the point where you divorce a loved one or you break up because of a situation. Why are you breaking up? I don't know. I just don't feel right. Well, obviously, there was hidden pain building up in that relationship. And you never expressed yourself. And that's why I say you got to, when those hidden pains come, you got to express it. And you got to agree with it. And you got to say, that's right, this stinks. I really don't need this right now. And then once you got it all out, deal with it. Suck it up. Combat it. And say, you know what? It's a flat tire. It could have been a blown engine. You know, we got to bring these situations in our lives and turn them around for the good. And that will eliminate this hidden pain in our lives. If not, this hidden pain begins to build up. And I truly believe that this is why a lot of people are not coming to God. Because they feel as though that God can't take away their pain. Or they don't even know how to bring their pain to God because they can't pinpoint it. If it was one situation, like I took a hammer and I smashed my finger. Oh, I could take that to God. God, I smashed my finger and it's in pain. Please help me. Help me with my finger. But when you have this hidden pain that built up and it's built up over time, how do we go to God? God, I'm in pain. I don't feel good. Help me with my pain. I'm going to tell you, God knows our pain. And I go to God this way. When I can't pinpoint why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling, I say, Lord, I don't feel good. I don't know what it is. I'm sad. Come into my heart and heal this sadness. You know, and then next thing you know, he brings either an individual in my life or I get a phone call or something happens and it breaks up this whatever it is that is trying to attack me. We all come under attacks. And God's children don't deserve to come under attack. Let's put it this way. People don't deserve to come under attack. We're all God's children, but those that are coming to know him, those are just now starting to maybe consider coming to God, I'm going to just say, you don't deserve pain. And there's a power that can take that pain away. But a lot has to do with us understanding the pain. You know, changing the way you're thinking. I remember there's a lot of signs and wonders and miracles that occur. And I always say that they're for the unbelievers. But one of the things that Pastor Sam used to always say, in the last days, the only sign that will be given would be the sign of Jonah. And that sign of Jonah, if you know the story of Jonah and the whale, Jonah was sent to speak to a city and tell them to change the way they're thinking. And I believe at this moment, this generation that we're in, this time, this age, one of the greatest things that we can bring to us is the understanding to learn how to change the way we're thinking. We're talking about pain and how this hidden pain slowly creeps in to the point where we can't identify it. And we know that there's something there that is bothering us. We're not as full of joy that we want to be. We're not as happy as we should be. We're coming to the holidays and we should be overflowing with joy. We should be really super happy. But we have hidden pain that is robbing. We even condemn ourselves and say, what's up with us? We should be like super happy. You know, we got a week off for vacation. Why are we not happy? Why are we robbing our joy? Why? It's not your fault. It's hidden pain. This hidden pain builds up and begins to take our joy away. And we can't pinpoint it. We try to put our finger on it. Why aren't you as happy as you should be? I don't know. I don't know. You know, moving forward, we're coming to a new year. God says, my children suffer or are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And it's not this book knowledge, as we always express. It's a spiritual knowledge. It's a spiritual knowledge of why do we do the things that we do and we keep on doing. If we're honest with ourselves, are we overflowing with joy to the point where we're like a physically, spiritually drunk, like when we went to the bar and had a couple of drinks and took that little edge off? You know that little edge that we take off? How many people can relate with that little edge? That little tiny edge. I just want a little drink here, a couple drinks, just to take that little edge off. I'm going to tell you right now, there's nothing wrong with taking that little edge off. So if you have a couple drinks, good. Because I want you to feel what it's like. I want you to know what it's like to take that little edge off. Now, could you be like that without the drink? We can. It's possible. You see? But what's taken that and given that edge to us What is bringing that edge is that hidden pain. Bringing gratitude is very important. Like when you have the flat tire, thank God it wasn't a blown motor. You gotta turn your situation around and say, thank God it's not worse. You know, we have situations, and you know, this sounds really, it could be cold. But I look at a situation and I say, thank God it's them and not me. Isn't that kind of cold? But it's not. I look at when someone's in a bad situation, I say to myself, you know what? I'm in a bad situation too, but it could be worse. Thank God it's them and not me. Thank God it's that person and not me. It could be me. It could be me. I don't want to go around and fake it like, you know, oh, put the pain on me. I want to feel their, take away their suffering and give it to me. No. Thank God it's them and not me. One of the things, too, that bring us into that hidden pain, and I might offend some people, but I got to bring truth. And that truth hopefully will set us free. But one of the things that brings hidden pain is entitlement. When you feel as though that you are entitled. And it could come down as little as respect. You know, I'm entitled to be respected. You know, I look at my kids and I say, you know who I am? I'm your father and I'm entitled for you to be this way towards me. I hope they're this way because they love me, not because I'm entitled, because I have a name, because I happen to have a title in front of me, so I'm entitled to them and the way they should be treating me. I hope they treat me because I love them. Entitlement, if we can overcome this and put ourselves in a position of humility, and say to ourselves, you know what? We don't deserve anything. And be grateful for what we have. Remember, gratefulness. Remember what I said before? We have to turn our situation around and bring it into gratefulness. Well, entitlement goes along with gratefulness. I don't deserve anything. If we could begin to build our heart in that area as if we don't deserve nothing. We came from nothing, we're going to leave with nothing, we don't deserve nothing, and everything that we have is grateful. You're going to watch your hidden pain leave. We tend to pile up this evil, and this evil destroys our life. How many people are beginning to understand this message? And we need to come and overcome it by changing the way we're thinking. Moving forward, we have a new year coming. And how many of us make those New Year's resolutions? I'm the only one? I'm the only one that makes New Year's resolutions? Okay, we got New Year's. You make a New Year? How many of us make a New Year? Come on. Nobody makes New Year's. All right, I'm going to challenge you to make a New Year's resolution. New Year's resolutions are good. It causes you to maybe set your goals up a little higher. Say to yourself, you know what? I achieved this. Now I think I want to achieve that. Well, I have a New Year's resolution. My New Year's resolution is to put this enemy under my feet. To put this lie under my feet. To put this thing called pain and suffering under my feet. To begin to start taking the truth that I have and begin to apply it in my own life so that I can be that sign, wonder, and a miracle. So that I can be that individual, that voice, crying in the wilderness with an example to follow. I want to be that person. And I hope that you too would want the same for your own life. I want that power in my words. You know, we go and we share the joy of the Lord, and I want a smile on my face that you can't wipe off. I want a bubbling joy that comes out of my heart. I had a vision. The Lord gave me, and he blessed me. And I was sharing it with the children when the glory came into the house, and we just all started weeping. Because when you prophesy truth, heaven falls. Has anyone ever had words spoke over you, and then all of a sudden you start crying, and you don't even know why you're crying? That's the glory of God confirming the prophecy that's being spoken in your life. And all heaven is rejoicing, your spirit's rejoicing, but it rejoices sometimes through tears of joy, and we don't even realize it's tears of joy. But I had a vision. The Lord showed me my death, showed me my age, showed when I was going to leave, and how I was going to depart from this earth. And it's exactly where I'm striving to be. I was sitting on a chair, and I was just laughing, and there was just this overflowing joy coming out of me, and I was just drunk in the realm of the Spirit. It was my life. I was literally a drunk. I'm a drunk, but spiritually drinking. Not a care in the world, just full of joy. Everything was great, even though it was some areas could have been better. I looked at it and renewed my heart, renewed my mind, and I was in a position of my heart was just overflowing with joy, not meditating on the bad, but meditating on the good and looking at those things far above. And I just left my body. And I looked around and I saw everybody mourning and all, and I'm like, what are you crying for, you know? And I looked over and I saw my body and I realized I left. I believe the truth. And I believe that if we reach this place, we won't experience death. We won't experience pain. We won't experience suffering. Why are we taking on pain and why are we going through suffering? What is causing and allowing us to embrace this and build up inside? You know, a loss is a bad thing. But to dwell on a loss is worse. And you can dwell on a loss for a day or two or even three. But to go past that period of time is detrimental to your life, to your life, and to others. And I truly believe that pain inflicts our minds, causes us to come into a place of darkness where we may not think as clear as we want to think. It darkens our heart, and maybe we don't have the compassion or love that we want to give. And it clouds our compassion and love. And it also affects our physical, where we might come under some ailments, physical ailments. Maybe bad indigestion or whatever else might afflict. But pain is a serious issue and it needs to be resolved. I want to ask the pastors that are well enough. I know Pastor Sam is sick and he wants to kind of embrace the service, but at the same time, he doesn't want to get anyone sick. And I respect that. But if Pastor Tim is up to it and Pastor Kurt is up to it, I want those pastors to come alongside of me. And if there's a place in your life that you've been experiencing pain, Maybe your joy is not where you want it to be. Maybe you're feeling inside a little cloudy and you want to be free of this cloud, and you can't pinpoint it, or maybe you can pinpoint it and you just want to bring yourself to that place. I want to pray for you. I want the pastors to come alongside of me and pray. We're going to pray in spirit because we know that these battles are not flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual battle. Just like you don't know what the pain is, I don't know what to pray for. So when I pray in spirit, the Spirit knows what to pray for. And He may give interpretation or may even tell me what He's praying, but it's going to heaven and it's giving the pain to God. And then I want you to know that that sacrifice is going to the offering, going to the heavens, and begin to take the message and begin to apply the message and start moving forward. Yes, it's a flat tire, but it could have been a blown engine. Move forward in changing the way you're thinking so that God can heal the hidden pain and you don't just continue to keep piling on what God is healing. If I can ask, Sam, could you go up there and put a CD on for us? And as Sam's getting ready to put some ministering background music, we like to have some background music to kind of take the quietness out of ministry. And those that may have to leave, the service, I guess, could be over, but we would like for you also to intercede. And we even had individuals who may not felt led to come up for that prayer, but then later as they sat in their seat, they realized, they say, you know what, I think I'm going to go up for prayer. And so I want to encourage those that want to be lifted up out of that hidden pain. You can't quite pinpoint it. You're not as joyful as you would like. And you just want to be uplifted with some joy. I want to intercede and pray. An individual that I want to personally pray for now, before we start coming up, is Kurt. I feel it. And I see it. And at this time, because we're tapped in, I want to pray for you first. If you could come up. I know what it's like to lose loved ones, especially when you least expect it. When an individual made an impact in our lives.
There's a peace I've come to know.
And we weren't quite ready for the news.
My heart and flesh may fail.
And we get the news.
There's an anchor.
It becomes devastating.
My soul. I can say it is well.
And a lot of times, we need the Spirit of God to make intercession for us. Because we can't express how we feel in words. Let us gather around this man of God who is so heavy laden right now with pain. And we're going to begin to pray in the Spirit. Kurt, can you get me some oil? I want to say that you have every right to feel the way you feel. Your tears, and you may not understand them, but they're tears of intercession for the family,
past the
for your
gates
friends,
of
for those who quite can't
into
understand.
Your
can only bow down and say,